Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where storytelling meets soul. I'm Brooke, the babbling one to be exact, a marketing consultant and mom running a business while trying to make the most of life's moments. I believe in spreading light, love, and laughter while providing an outlet for storytelling for myself and others. Hey guys, and thank you for listening in to this episode of Brooke's Babbles. I'm so happy you're here. And it is November. Thanksgiving is in like 2 weeks, y'all. This is crazy. So today, I really would like to talk about gratitude. And not that we should only be grateful and practice gratitude in November. We should practice gratitude all the time. But I just want to give an example of how I practice gratitude, and I hope that maybe some of these things will be helpful. Honestly, being a mom has really helped me to practice gratitude because I think about what I want my son to be like when he grows up and what traits I want him to have. And then I try to find a way to model that behavior that I want him to have. And so one of the traits that I'd love my son to have is a grateful heart. And so I want him to be positive and to see the world, the light, see the world through a lens of light and love and positivity and laughter, and not to get so caught up in the darkness of the world, because there is darkness everywhere. Everywhere we look, all you have to do is turn on the TV. But is it really everywhere? Or is that just what our brains pick up on naturally and what the media likes to portray? Anyway. All of that to say, though, something that I try to do with my son is I try to notice things when we're driving or when we're out for a walk or wherever we may be and point something out. And I also, it's really important to me also that my son grows up having a strong faith and just sees the world through a lens of wonder. That's how I'd like to put it, a lens of wonder. And so we'll be driving or out for a walk or wherever it may be, and I'll look up at the sky and say, wow, look at the pink clouds tonight. God knows that I love pink clouds and he painted the sky just for us. Or if there's a bird or a ladybug or the mountains look beautiful or whatever it may be, just stop and look around. Right now while you're listening to this, look around and find something to be thankful for and really think about it. We take things for granted constantly, but really think about like even the plants. If you look outside, it really is a miracle that plants are alive. They're a thing. There's beautiful flowers. There are trees that give out carbon dioxide, and that's what we need to breathe. And that exchange of carbon dioxide and oxygen and just how everything in the world works together is just so beautiful. All of this does pay off because now that even after just a couple of times of saying like, wow, God knows that I love pink and I feel like he painted this pink cloudy sky for me, just for me tonight. And now he will even say it himself Wow, look at the sky. God painted that for us. And the stars. And I guess this is fresher in my mind because the northern lights were visible from Colorado last night. And what a miracle. I mean, really, just taking it in and that's something that is so huge, larger than us. And yet we had the blessing of being able to look at it and to see it from many parts of even the state and all over the world. And people wanted to share their pictures and talk about it. And what a beautiful way to connect with other people through the beauty of nature. And we take for granted that every single night, the stars above us shine, and everybody in the whole world has the same stars above them. And you could be across the world from somebody and look up at the same stars. It might sound kind of cheesy, but the spark that I want to leave in your heart today is just to practice gratitude. Even if you feel like you have nothing to be grateful for, find something, anything at all, that the sun is shining today, that you were able to get a glass of water, that you have clean water, that you have a car to drive, that you were able to call your mom on the way to work, whatever it may be, because anything that we have the privilege of doing, can we take it away at any time? And there are people in the world who wish that they had what you have. So to just really put that in your perspective, practice gratitude, and it will show through your heart and shine through your smile like a beautiful, bright, radiant light. So spread some light in the world today. Practice gratitude. And I would love to hear any sparks of light that you guys have found in your day, anything that you're grateful for. I would love to share on my show and get a movement going of positive news. I would call it Positive News Network, PNN for short, but it sounds a little bit too similar to a certain media giant that I'd prefer to not get sued by. Anyway, Positive News Network, let's spread some positivity in the world, and together we can light the world on fire.
Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.